So now we should all be back in the editor in the welcome screen. So before we do any further configuration of the BT Speak, I want to introduce you to some very basic navigation commands. And you might be wondering, why am I doing this now instead of later? And it's mainly because these same commands are going to be used throughout the system. So the welcome screen is a safe place to practice these commands before we start going into options and adjusting further settings. So with the speech settings, remember how dots 1, 2, and 3 slowed things down, and 4, 5, and 6 either sped them up, made them louder, increased a value. That same philosophy applies to navigation commands. So dots 1 chord and 4 chord will move back or forward or up and down, if you want to think of it that way, by line. Dots 1 and 4 chord, or C chord, will speak the current line or the current item that you're looking at. Dots 2 and 5 chords move by word, and dots 2, 5 chord will speak the current word. Finally, to go by character, you guessed it, it's dots 3 chord to go to the previous character, and dot 6 chord to move to the next character. Dots 3, 6 chord will speak the current character, or if you are in a menu, it will tell you what the shortcut key is to access that function. And if that's not totally clear yet, I think it will be when we start exploring the options menu more. Finally, dots 1, 2, 3 chord moves you to the top of the file, and dots 4, 5, 6 chord will move you to the end of the file. This is also true in menus. Dots 1, 2, 3 chord takes you to the beginning of the menu. Dots 4, 5, 6 chord moves you to its end. Also, in the editor itself, you can use dots 1, 3 chord to move to the start of the current line, and dots 4, 6 chord to move to the end of the current line. These are the same as pressing home and end on a traditional PC keyboard. All right, so again, line is dots 1 and 4 chords for previous and next. Word is dots 2 and dots 5 chord, and character is dot 3 and dot 6 chord to go back and forth respectively. All right, let's practice this a bit. I'm going to press C chord to speak the current line, and we hear
the BT speak from Blazy Technologies.
The BT speak from Blazy Technologies. This is the top of the file. If I try to go to the previous line,
top of file,
we hear top of file because we're already at the top, so our cursor doesn't move. The cursor is the insertion point. It's where you are in the file itself. Dot 4 chord will move us to the next line.
Blank.
And we hear blank because there is no text on that line. Dot 4 chord again.
For context-sensitive help on whatever you're doing at the moment, press H chord.
For context-sensitive help on whatever you're doing at the moment, press H chord. And we'll get to H chord shortly. Dot 4 chord again.
For the help topics index, press O chord to open the options menu, followed by the letter H.
And now we just heard instructions on how to get to the help topics index. All right, let's start going by word on this particular line and see what happens. So to go forward, we can use dot 5 chord. And a tip, you don't have to press and release all keys for a chord. Specifically, you can leave the space bar down if you want to issue more than one chorded command at a time. So in this case, I'm going to hold down the space bar and tap dot 5 and release it.
The
help
topics
index. I'm still holding the space bar, but I'm not holding any other key. I'm going to press dot 2.
Topics help the 4.
Right now we're on 4, which is the start of the line. Again, I'm still holding spacebar. I'm going to press dot 2.
H chord.
And we heard H chord. We're now at the last word of the previous line. And we can verify that by doing C chord.
For context-sensitive help on whatever you're doing at the moment, press H chord.
All right, so again, still holding space. Again, you don't have to do this. I'm just telling you what I'm doing in case it's helpful. Let's say I want to know what this current word is. Maybe I missed it. There was some sort of noise. Well, I can just do dots 2, 5 chord.
H chord.
And we hear H chord.
H chord.
And finally, we can do dots 3 and 6 chord to move back or forward by character. Let's start going forward.
Cap C, H, O, R, T.
So there was a dash there that wasn't spoken at the time. This particular synthesizer doesn't always speak punctuation. Others do. So we pressed dot 6 chord again, and we heard C, H, O, R, D. If I go back with dot 3 chord.
R, O, H, cap C.
There's that silence.
Cap H.
And there's H.
Space.
And I'm continuing to go left.
S, S, E, R.
So now we're on the R of press. Let's do dots 3, 6 chord.
R, R, R.
And finally, if I want to go back to the beginning of the file, I can do dots 1, 2, 3 chord.
Top of file.
We hear top of file, and I can verify I'm at the top with C chord.
The BT speak from Bleezy Technologies.
The BT speak from Bleezy Technologies. That's our starting line. What's at the end of the file? Let's do dots 4, 5, 6 chord.
End of file.
And we heard end of file. C chord from here.
Blank.
Is blank because the last line is blank. But if we do dot 1 chord.
We thank these companies, as well as Vox and Auralux, for allowing us to use their software within our products.
We heard the last actual text line of the welcome screen. There's two other commands I want to briefly demonstrate here in the BT Speak editor. And this is the say to end command and the silent speech command. So to demonstrate the say to end, let's go back to the top of the file with dots 1, 2, 3 chord.
Top of file.
So if I want to just hear the contents, I can do ER chord or dots 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 chord, and we'll hear the welcome screen.
The BT speak from Bleezy Technologies. For context-sensitive help on whatever you're doing at the moment, press H chord for the help topics index. Press O chord to open the options menu, followed by the letter H. We recommend that new users begin by reading these help topics in the following order. Product description, command summary, options menu, file management, speech settings, power button. This product contains proprietary software from Human Voice LLC and from Sarenson Kata Factory SL. All rights reserved. We thank these companies, as well as Vox and Auralux, for allowing us to use their software within our products.
And that was the end. So let's say I want to just stop speech. I heard the information that I cared about, and I don't want the BT speak to read anymore. You can use the silence command, which is dots 7 and 8 pressed together. This is not a chord, so just dots 7 and 8 by themselves. So let's go back to the top of the file.
Top of file.
Dots 1, 2, 3 chord. I'm going to do a C chord to read the current line. And then I'm going to press dots 7 and 8, and notice that the BT speak will stop speaking before it completes reading the line.
The BT speak from...
There we go. And this command will work anywhere inside the BT speak. So no matter what you're doing, if you just need the BT speak to stop talking, hit dots 7 and 8, and you'll be good to go.